Sheridan.
Hey, Cowboy fans. Cowboy football single game tickets are on sale now. We can't wait to see you in War Memorial Stadium on Saturdays this fall. Whether it's being a part of the Gold Out against Northern Iowa, homecoming against UNLV, the Border War versus CSU, or other great matchups, let's pack the war. Get your tickets today at gowild.com or call 307-766-7220. Go Pokes!
Brandon 307 Roofing and Exteriors was born and built right here in Sheridan, Wyoming. And this time of year, the temperatures aren't the only thing rising. So are the out-of-town roofers. You know, the ones with wrapped trucks claiming they're local. They knock on your door, drop an area code, then give you 3 days to come up with your deductible. Brandon 307 has been on these rooftops for years, installing impact-resistant shingles, metal roofing, and keeping homes Wyoming tough. Go with the name you know. Call Brandon 307 Roofing and Exteriors for your inspection or visit Brandon307.com. Brandon 307, branding Wyoming, one home at a time.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Aaron Palmer.
And good morning. Welcome to Public Pulse on 930 AM and 103.9 FM, KROE. Aaron Palmer filling in for Floyd Whiting, who is on vacation this week and enjoying himself as he has earned that right. Part one on today's show. We have the Tongue River Valley Community Center. We have two ladies with us this morning. The first is Carly Sannon.
Good morning.
And you are the executive director of the facility.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
And we have two facilities, one in Ranchester and one in Dayton.
Well, that makes sense. Okay. So there you go. And then we also have Emmy Hill, who is the senior club and activity coordinator. Did I get that right?
Sure. Yeah, I think that's my job title.
She does a lot of things, so that kind of wrapped it all up.
I do stuff. Okay. And so we're talking about today a number of things that you guys are offering, correct? Okay. So what did you want to start with?
Well, at the community center, it's our mission to serve all ages, from our itty-bitty programs all the way up to our senior citizens. And we try to diversify, so we try to do things for youth and for adults and for seniors that maybe is artistic or it's STEM, so it's science-based. So we try to do things in all of our levels that we can try to grab everybody from the Tongue River that might be interested in something. And Emmy has done a lot of work on our senior programs. We do partner with the Hub. The Hub does meals in Dayton, lunches 5 days a week. And then we partner with them for some support groups that they come out and do. But we do a lot of activities for seniors. Emmy's taken them all different places all over our area and doing different things. So she just kind of wants to talk about the different things that we have available for our seniors coming up this fall.
Very good.
Okay. I think I'd start with our day trips where we just get on the bus and go for a little roundabout. The last one we just did was on July 29th. We went over to the Medicine Lodge Rocks over by Hyattville, and that was fun. September 5th, we're going to go to Plenty Coos State Park. September 10th, we're going to do the Museum Discovery at Sheridan College. And then the 25th, we'll go to the TA Ranch and get a walking tour and a lunch down there in Buffalo. So they're all designed for kind of if you want a long-distance trip, let's do that. If you want to come short distance, like the museum, we'll do that too. We try to provide a meal in on all of them and just kind of go have fun and relax.
That sounds like so much fun. There are, and all of us that live in this area, we've all, I'd love to go to the TA or I'd love to go to Hyattville. I've gone, my kids live in Cody. So I go right past the cutoff, you know, I take the Manderson cutoff. And when you look to the right to Hyattville, I keep wanting to go.
Oh, you should.
And never have time to do it. But there's so many things over there that I don't even know what all's there. They got, petroglyphs, and they've got all kinds of crazy stuff.
They've got all kinds of stuff. There's 10,000 years of history right there at that site.
Unbelievable.
And then you go down the road, and there's the dinosaur tracks. And then you go through Manderson, and there's this little cafe that looks like it's been closed for 25 years, and it's a great cafe.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's just all kinds of things.
That was there back when I was in college 100 years ago, too.
Still there.
And it's been open the whole time. Yeah. I don't think it's ever been closed.
Yeah.
I've run past that river right there. I think that's the Bighorn River right there at Manderson.
Is it the Bighorn?
I think it's the Bighorn. I think that's right where Knowwood dumps into there.
Yes.
Either way, that whatever body of water that is, there's so many people that fish that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even know how the fish even see it because it seems like there's a lot of sediment in the water.
How you get to it. Yeah, it does seem that way.
And it's usually way high. But anyway, interesting stuff. Yep. One of these years when I have a little bit more time on my hands and I'm getting to the point where I would have a little bit more, I'm going to go see some of this stuff. So that's interesting.
You can get on the bus with us.
I might take you up on that.
Yeah.
Might take you up. Okay. So these day trips, they're offered all the time. You guys just
try to do one or two a month. Yep. And of course, winter, we stick closer to home. Right. Summer, we go farther. We're working and trying to plan a two-dayer, but that's just in the works.
Okay.
And then we do other. You've got the out and on the mountain ahead of you. We're do three out and on the mountain. The idea is if we'll go to Sibley Lake, do you want to hike? Hike. You want to bird watch. If you want to read a book, read a book. Be on the bus in 2 hours and we're going to go someplace else. Go. Yeah.
Well, obviously, there's some cost involved in this, but it's not terrible. So I guess a lot of the cost to the individual would be based on how far you're going, what you're doing, on and so forth.
Correct.
So it's just a matter of calling and finding out what the cost is and if anybody's able to go.
Yeah, so usually for our senior trips, obviously we want to keep them affordable.
Sure.
There are many seniors that are on, you know, a certain budget, but we want them, you know, the community center is here to enhance the quality of life, and so we want them to be able to go. So we have, you know, they kind of range from $20 a trip to, you know, there might be one where it's a more expensive meal. It might be $35. They went to the Moss Mansion
in Billings,
so that trip was a little bit more expensive just because they were going to do more things and the cost of getting into the place. But we really try to keep it really reasonable because we want people to go.
Mm-hmm.
We're not trying to make a lot of money on it.
On October 22nd, we've got a trip to Buffalo to the Occidental, and there's going to be a fashion show and then a guided tour and a lunch. And I think that one's at $35 or $40. And that's a lot for that amount of money, but we're trying to keep it within...
But knowing the Occidental down there, there are so many things to see that people aren't aware of. Like they may talk about the quote unquote visitors.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, so there's always something there. And, you know, Dave Stewart and his wife, they've owned that for a number of years and they've done a great job of remodeling that and making it, you know, just making it very presentable. So if they're involved in it, people will get their money's worth. Trust me.
They will.
Interesting. Okay, well, let's talk about the individual things that you have coming up here, if you would. The individual things you have coming up here.
Well, we have senior bowling coming up on August 14th and September 11th,
okay.
And that is an absolute good time to be had by all. There, I should mention in here, we can take up to 14. We take 14, no more. So you want to sign up for our programs. That's important to get your
spot.
Don't
wait.
And then on August 20th and September 17th, well, the third Wednesday of every month, we go to the Hub and visit the Antiques Roadshow. And that is always a hoot. That's a very well-kept secret in Sheridan, Wyoming. It's at the Hub, like I said, the third Wednesday of the month. And you can bring an antique of your own to it. You drop it off, I think, at 11:30 to their panel of experts. They've got some assessors and just antiques experts, and they do a little research on it. And then at 12 o'clock, I believe, 12:30 maybe, the Antiques Roadshow starts. And they go through everything that's been brought in, and you get to get a little information on your antique, maybe how much it's worth or just its history. And it's actually just a fascinating program to go to. And so that bus leaves from Dayton third Wednesday of every month.
We've all seen these shows on TV. It's the same thing, right?
It's the same thing.
Hey, this is junk that I found somewhere, and then they look and I go, oh, no,
and
it's actually worth $30,000.
Uh-huh, pretty much.
Which it may not be, but yeah, I mean, these are the same kind of, the same show.
The stories that come out of the Antiques Roadshow are amazing, because a lot of our veterans come, you know, we've got Vietnam vets that are coming, or collectors that have, one gentleman that comes, he brings his saber sword collection.
Wow.
He's got knives, and it's just, it's a good time.
Huh.
Yeah. And you got lunch at the hub while they're doing their assessment, and then, like I said, the show lasts till about 2 o'clock.
And this is the third Wednesday of
third
every month?
Third Wednesday of every month. Yep. Drop off your item about 11:30, and then the show starts at 1.
Crazy.
And the bus leaves Dayton at 11, so we can get there in time.
Where is it now, the show?
The show is at the hub, right down here in Sheridan.
Yep. Sheridan, okay.
Yep.
I'm going to write this down because I have some things I might want to check into.
It would be fun.
It was grandparents and great-grandparents stuff that I have inherited over the years. So.
Oh, do. Yeah. You'd be surprised what you find out about it.
I know that there's one thing that we have that my grandmother got from, I don't even remember where, but it's a like a porcelain Asian, mm-hmm. like Japanese doll,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
that came in a box that was actually made in occupied Japan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like that, which have no idea what, you know, and I'm not going to sell it.
Right.
But it's just something like, well, is this something I should hang on to or is it just whatever?
Yeah. Know? Yeah. One of our ladies brought in, and our rule is you have to be able to hold it on your lap. You have to be able to hold it on your lap to get it there safely. And one of our ladies brought in a brass ball that was a little bigger than a basketball and shaped like a teardrop, and it was made of brass and had a little nozzle on it, and it was one of the first ever fire extinguishers.
You open that
and dumped water on it. It didn't look like it worked well to me, but whatever.
There's no force behind it, but hey, there's water in this. Okay, well, you know, everything
has its purpose.
Exactly. Fun. Okay, so that's every third Wednesday
we do that. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And then what else do we have?
We do birding.
Okay.
Once a month. That's coming to an end. We've got two more birding trips, one to Mavarakis Pond, and then one to a private residence. So, again, if you want to sign up, if you want to know where you're going. And then those will segue in the fall. The bird watching will segue to, it's called Weather Will Determine Whether We Walk, Stroll, or Roll. And we're just going to get on the bus and pick a different part of Sheridan and walk if the weather permits, and we'll have lunch somewhere. Just
and if
get
not,
out.
Stay on the bus and we'll just let it weather outside. And
we might.
I got
you. Yeah.
I think this year for our birding trips, if you wanted a snowstorm to come in, just mm-hmm. have TRVCC plan mm-hmm. a birding mm-hmm. trip, because I think two or three of them.
It just went on and on.
Yeah. We just couldn't do it because of the weather.
We just called down the weather every time.
My kids refuse to let me make any plans for camping.
That'll do
Same
it too.
Reason. Same reason. If I make the plans, it'll rain the entire week. So they're mm-hmm. like, no, Dad, we'll do it and let you know. So, I'm very familiar with that, yeah. Okay, so that's birding adventures, mm-hmm. and then senior bowling.
August 14th, September 11th. The bowling alley down, help me out, wonderful place, down on Coffeen.
That
place.
That one.
Starlights.
Thank you. They are so gracious to us. And we come in, they have any adaptive equipment. It's very accessible. Again, it's just a good time. And we have it for an hour. There are some really good bowlers out there in our retired community. I am not one of them. But, yeah.
I had friends in high school that could bowl, and I just couldn't do it.
It's
not my strong point, no.
Yeah.
But, it's, you know, it's fun to do, but... And it's also fun to watch if you're there. It's one of those sports where you can't watch on TV because it's like, not all that interesting to watch. But if you're there and you know somebody that's bowling, it's fun.
It's a good way to get to know each other and just visit, too. It's actually pretty relaxing in its own violent way.
Yeah, the kids will enjoy it. Yeah, so they'll have us come out and do it with them. And it's like, well, I'm going to sit over here because I'm not going to. I'm not going to give you a bunch of fodder for me. Yeah, no, not napping. Okay.
And then coming back in the fall will be senior swim.
Okay. Oh, yep.
So we partner with the Y for water aerobics. So on Monday mornings at 10, mm-hmm. the bus loads, and Emmy starts in Dayton. She drives to Ranchester, the community center, mm-hmm. and we pick up people there and then take them into the Y, and they do water aerobics. And,
or the hot tub.
Yeah.
You don't have to take a class.
Okay. I think a lot of them go just for the hot tub.
Just for the hot tub. Yeah.
And then they come back. So that will be starting up again
in the fall.
The fall
our programs will restart, I think, in October, those winter programs.
Okay. So there are a lot of programs or
activities.
Events, mm-hmm, yeah, whatever, mm-hmm, that a lot of seniors can participate, mm-hmm, in. If they want to do any of these, mm-hmm, what do they do?
They can do a variety of things. They can call either, okay, center, and they can get registered through the center there. Once they're registered, as soon as the events get closer to the time, Emmy will reach out to them to make sure, mm-hmm, they know what time the bus is leaving, you know, what they need to pack. They can go online. You can go online and register through our website. But a lot of them are kind of in and out of the centers through lunches, through senior fit class, and they can just register right at the front desks as well.
Mm-hmm. And there's information there that they can, mm-hmm, check
in both
as
centers.
They're coming in.
Yep, okay. Both centers, there's a bulletin board if they need to walk in and just take a look around and see what we're about.
Okay, very good. We're going to take a break, but we're going to come back and kind of wrap things up. It's not just seniors that are being... that are given these kind of things. So we'll talk a little bit about that when we come back in, because there's things for all ages there. So
correct.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. With me this morning from the Tongue River Valley Community Center are Emmy Hill and Carly Sannon. We will take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Need a bank that works on your schedule?
At First Federal Bank and Trust, you can open personal checking and savings accounts anytime, online or through the First Federal app.
It's quick, simple, and designed to fit your life.
And as we celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're proud to keep making banking easier for you. Open an account today at efirstfederal.bank or on the app.
First Federal Bank and Trust, 90 years of putting our community first.
Member FDIC.
It's that time of year, Wyoming. Rally Week is here, and with that comes an influx in motorcycle traffic across the state and region, especially on Wyoming Wednesday when over 20,000 motorcyclists depart Sturgis and head to Devil's Tower and Hewlett for Ham and Jam and then on to Sundance for the burnouts that day. It's up to all of us to keep each other safe. Whether you're on four wheels or two, keep your eyes on the road, obey posted speed limits, put that cell phone down, buckle up, and drive sober.
A reminder from YDOT, paid for by Highway Safety Funds.
Hi there, I'm Taylor, front of house manager at Frackleton's, right here on Main Street in downtown Sheridan. At Frackleton's, great food is just where it starts. From the second you step inside, we aim to treat you like family. Your server, more like a personal guide to a perfect meal, offering up pairings, suggestions, and a smile to boot. Whether you're grabbing dinner, celebrating something big, or just treating yourself, we'll make it a meal to remember. Don't forget to snag a table ahead of time at Frackleton's.com.
The following message is presented by Century 21 BHJ, 101 South Main.
Want to kick off the school year with some free clothes for your kids? We hope you can come to this year's Ready Set School event on Saturday, August 9th. Stop by 38 South Main Street from 10 to 1 to get some free, newish clothing, shoes, winter wear, and accessories for boys and girls, grades K through 12. Hope to see you Saturday, August 9th from 10 to 1 at 38 South Main Street for this year's Ready Set School.
Long days at the dog park, walks in the mountains, sunny naps in the backyard. It's the dog days of summer, and your best friend is soaking it all in. Enter a photo of your dog living their best summer life on our Dog Days of Summer photo contest, online now at SheridanMedia.com. Presented by All Around Canine, Country Pet Inn, and Mandy Koltiska with Century 21 BHJ Realty. The winner by most votes will get $500 in chamber bucks and a gift certificate to Country Pet Inn. Enter on the contest page at SheridanMedia.com.
Welcome back to Public Pulse on 930 AM, 103.9 FM, KROE. Aaron Palmer filling in for Floyd this week. And joining me in part one is Carly Sannon and Emmy Hill, both from the Senior Tongue River Valley Community Center. I almost said Senior Center. But there's a lot of senior stuff going on. And one of the things you wanted to touch on, we talked about on the break, was games that mm-hmm. are offered for mm-hmm. seniors yeah. at both centers. So let's talk yeah. about that.
Well, we also, you know, we offer the trips and all the day activities. But as far as if you want to stick around closer to Ranchester and Dayton, we do cribbage, mahjong, poker, pinochle, bunco. And then there's a great pool league out there, billiards, mm-hmm. That is all very active. And they're looking for more mahjong players, and they'd like to start a bridge club if anybody's interested. On the pool front, though. They play on Tuesdays, Wednesdays.
Yep, they have a pool tournament every Wednesday, and we rotate between the Tun River Valley Community Center and the Hub. So we go back and forth. They come in on Mondays and play, and then on Thursdays.
Okay. Oh, darn. Okay,
and,
great things.
Coming up in October, again, we start our winter classes, I guess you'd say it. We have a adult pool class. So if you're newly retired and you want to learn to play pool, you can come on out to Dayton and those guys will show you.
Well, that's good to know.
Mm-hmm. If Do you have to be retired?
No, technically. I guess not, no.
That might be something I want to try, but I'm not
exactly. I mean, we've all played, but I mean, if you can get somebody with a little bit more experience, you know, like the angles are what are crazy.
It's a fascinating game. Yeah. They made me play a couple times. And then they let that go too. But.
So is that why you started the class, so you can practice?
It partly is. I need a lot of practice. Those guys were really patient with me, but yeah.
Interesting. There are so many fun things to do. My dad was in a cribbage club in Buffalo before he died years ago. And him and I would play cribbage, you know, and he would kick my hind end every time.
We actually offer a $5 first Thursday of the month cribbage tournament at Ranchester, and that pulls about 14 people, 12 to 14 people. Yeah, they have fun all afternoon.
Yeah, you walk into these cribbage tournaments or whatever you want to call them, and they got them all over Buffalo or this part of the world. You walk in there, and there's like a whole handful of people sitting there, and they're just really concentrating.
15-2, 15-4. Yep.
It's fun. Well, great. So those are the things. You have day trips. You have
individual events,
periodically. So volunteering. This is totally off what we're going for, but it just struck me. I'm sure you're relying on volunteers.
We have some immensely. Wonderful volunteers.
So if there are people out there that are interested in becoming involved, volunteering or whatever, what do they do?
The same thing you do to register for, you can stop in, you can email, you can call. You know, like she talked about having a class for billiards. We have volunteers that will come in and help and teach that class. We had billiards for our youth this last spring, and so we had some of our veteran pool players that play, you know, a lot, and they came in and taught the class, and it was fun to see them. We had some little girl that was a little too short, so they had books that she had to stand on so that she could get up there and do it.
And then they built her a special box.
Yeah, our volunteers are pretty special in helping us to be able to do, you know, we offer a lot of different events for all the ages, and so we rely on volunteers to help us. You know, this fall we'll have a little football for Itty Bitty. Again, we have volunteers that will coach that. So volunteers are very important. We would not be able to offer and do the things that we do without the help of volunteers. And if people have an expertise, you know, like we've talked about maybe cake decorating. Some of our, you know, we're trying to really hit our middle school age, trying to get them involved in things we're doing. You know, somebody that knows how to cake decorate might be a fun class for middle school kids to do. So it doesn't have to be things that we already offer. If somebody's like, oh, this would be a really fun thing to teach and I'm interested in that, just give us a call or shoot us an email or, you know, and we'd love to hear what people would be willing to help us with.
I had people on from the Hub yesterday, I believe. I think it was yesterday. Anyway, it said the same thing, that there are a lot of people out there that with interests or hobbies or whatever you want to call it, that come in and actually teach classes for these things. So, you know, I think the average person in the community wouldn't even know that those are options. Mm-hmm. And I think it's great that you guys are offering that. And if somebody has something, fly tying or, you know, whatever, if they have that expertise and can pass that on to somebody else, what a great thing.
We should mention, too, we offer once a month a leather working class.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and that's for youth. And the one coming up is actually for families.
Yeah.
So we've got two or four families signed up right now. They're going to work together and make a knife sheath. And the instructor is wonderful. We just do a different project every month.
I have an uncle that does leather working, and he'll make wallets and, you know, all kinds of stuff and gives them away as presents or whatever. And there are things that he made 20 some odd years ago that I still have that were my dad's and mine and whatever. And I tried that as a, you know, a youngster, and I didn't quite know what I was doing. But it would have been fun to go see to Unc and go, hey, show me how to do this. We lived in different communities. But, yeah, if you can go and get someone that can show you exactly how to do that, how great is that? That's, you can't buy that kind of.
You know, and we offer it for, we have some stuff for our seniors that we'll do like during midday. And then we also have things in the evening for the families and then adults. You know, we did a beaded earring class, you know, beading baseball caps.
Baseball cap. Yep.
You know,
yep.
So we do things for kind of all ages. And then Emmy is in charge of our after school clubs. So we do a variety of clubs during the year. For the youth, so it could be a cooking, a baking club. Leather work was in there.
Emmy doesn't do the cooking club.
We have gracious volunteers.
Yeah, we have gracious and very good volunteers.
So, you know, there is stuff for all ages. You know, right now, this week is our last week of summer camp. So summers are really busy for us with our youth, and then we'll take a week break as we transition and clean and get ready. And then school starts out in the valley on the 18th. And so our after school program. Mm-hmm. And then we're 4-day school week. So on Fridays, we offer Friday enrichment camps. So working parents can send their kids. And they do so many fun things. They'll go to the Bradford Britain. They'll go to 307 Discovery. They just do a wide variety of things. They did birding last year and learned about birds. So there's something for everybody out at the community center, and we'd love to get more people. We Emmy did a dance class with actually a person. She came over from Buffalo.
Yeah, Emmy doesn't dance.
And she was wonderful. She and in our first class, I think all but three couples were from Sheridan. So it's fun to kind of get people coming out and taking part in what we're doing.
And I have people coming out from Sheridan to take the senior trips, which is great to see them. So, yeah.
All right, good. A lot of things happening at the Tongue River Valley Community Centers. Very good. Okay. And again, if anybody has questions, they can call, show up, whatever. All of their questions can be answered there. They can sign up for whatever things they may want to try or sign up for your day trips or whatever.
And I will put a plug in. This Saturday, we have our triathlon. So we partner with the Art Badgett Pool that the town runs. And so we'll have swimming, then you bike from Dayton to Ranchester, and then you run a 5K. So we're still looking for participants. You can still register, and that race starts at 7 on Saturday.
I think my daughter-in-law did that, and I think she's thinking about doing it.
Oh, tell her to sign up.
I think so.
It's a fun day.
Okay, thank you so much. That'll do it for what we have time for. Emmy Hill and Carly Sannon with the Tongue River Valley Community Centers. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Okay. Appreciate it.
We'll be back after this with part two on today's Public Pulse after these messages.
Since 1935, First Federal Bank and Trust has been a cornerstone of Sheridan.
And to celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're donating $90,000 to 10 nonprofit organizations in Sheridan. Each month through November, we'll honor our legacy of community support by investing in a local nonprofit.
This month, First Federal will award $9,000 to Volunteers of America.
90 years, $90,000. Community commitment at its finest. Visit eFirstFederal.bank, member FDIC.
Have you ever considered a gift certificate to Eye Care of the Bighorns for someone who has vision correction? Many companies don't provide eye insurance, which makes the burden of annual eye exams and glasses or contact lenses an out-of-pocket expense. Eye Care of the Bighorns also carries your favorite sunglasses and athletic eye protection from names you love, like Maui Jim, Costa, and more. Stop by Eye Care of the Bighorns or call 307-674-0444 today.
Looking to jumpstart a high-paying career without a four-year degree? At Sheridan College, their career and technical education programs offer hands-on training in everything from welding and agriculture to healthcare and advanced manufacturing. Get real-world experience, learn from industry pros, and graduate ready to join the workforce. With small class sizes, one-on-one faculty support, and scholarships, Sheridan College sets you up for success. Visit sheridan.edu/tech to explore programs, request info, and apply today. Sheridan College, your career starts here.
This August, discover the magic of Peridot at Legacy Diamond and Gems. Born and fired, carried by volcanoes, Peridot is one of the few gems that glows naturally at night and the only gemstone to have been found in meteorites. Ancient sailors wore it for protection. Mystics believe it could chase away darkness. Celebrate your story with a gem that's traveled through time and space. Legacy Diamond and Gems, where every stone tells a story. 11 North Main in downtown Sheridan.
Rapp Plumbing and Heating has been serving Sheridan since 2010. With all these years of experience, you can rely on them to handle all of your plumbing and heating needs. From new construction to remodels, repairs of existing systems to retrofitting, Rapp Plumbing and Heating can do it all. They are professional, clean, and courteous. Call 429-1196 for all your plumbing or heating needs. As we like to say, if you find a leak, let Dan take a peek.
This is the Captain with Captain Clean. Are you noticing unnecessary dust in your home? If so, your ductwork may be telling you it's time for a cleaning. HVAC and furnace cleaning will undoubtedly optimize your furnace's performance and keep your indoor air quality free of unnecessary dust and allergens. If you like clean air and lower energy bills, call our experts at Captain Clean today and schedule your next HVAC cleaning. Captain Clean, affordable choices for healthy living.
Hi, this is Liz Kincaid, host of the video podcast called Sheridan County Ag Update. Join me each week as I visit with local folks about ag issues, rodeo, 4-H, FFA, and much more. Sheridan County Ag Update presented by Heartland Kubota and True Built Builders. You can find my video podcast each week and other interviews under the podcast tab on SheridanMedia.com. So join me, Liz Kincaid, host of Sheridan County Ag Update on SheridanMedia.com.
Welcome back to today's Public Pulse, 9:30 a.m., 103.9 FM, KROE. Aaron Palmer in for Floyd Whiting this week. And on part two of today's show, we have Mr. Tom Hebert. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Yeah, perfect.
Thank you. Okay. And you are, I took notes here, you are the founder of the Earth Sciences Foundation?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. As well as the director of the Natural History Museum here in Sheridan.
At Sheridan College.
Correct. We're the best kept secret in Sheridan. Yeah. Nobody knows we're here.
Yeah. Let's start with the Earth Sciences Foundation. What exactly, I mean, obviously we know what Earth Sciences are, but how did you become the person that created that?
How much time do we have? long story short, I was not a dinosaur person as a kid. I was an athlete, did good at school. And then about 15 years ago, I was going through a divorce, and had two daughters, and I had a very successful insurance business, and looked at my daughters and said, you get 1 week this summer, anything you want to do with dad, I don't care what it is, let's go. And the oldest daughter is a huge country music fan, and I was not. And she's like, I want to go to the 4-day country music festival. All right, I guess we're going. And we went, and she met Toby Keith and Keith Urban, whatever she wanted to do, we went and did it. And then my youngest daughter, looked at her and I'm like, all right, Hawaii, Germany, let's go do something cool. She's like, I want to go dig dinosaurs. And I'm like, what? Okay. So we found a guy out in South Dakota, went out, absolutely fell in love with it. It was the most peaceful, relaxing, stress-free world I have ever been in. And there's just something almost euphoric about picking up a dinosaur bone that's 66 million years old that nobody's ever held or touched or seen before you dug it up. Yeah. And having that experience. So fell in love with it, did that for several summers, and then got remarried. And about 6 years ago, seven maybe, I was coming home and got home and looked at my wife and said, I think I want to sell the insurance agency and I want to go dig dinosaurs the rest of my life. And most women would tell me I'm crazy because there's no money in digging dinosaurs.
Right.
And this is how I knew I had the right one, because she looked right at me and she said, it's about time.
She knew.
She knew. And so I went back to college, got a degree in geology and chemistry, in grad school right now to get a master's in museum studies. And in the process of going back to college as an older student in my 40s, I had some ideas and things that I'm like, okay, well, why can't we do this? And why aren't we using this technology and things like GIS mapping and surveying equipment? And just got a lot of resistance from the university I was at, which really spurred on the answer to your question about the Earth Sciences Foundation. That's where it started. Is I looked at my younger classmates and said, they just don't have the life experience that when they heard no on an idea, they had no place to go. They didn't know how to go. Oh, well, there's, you know, the old adage, you know, there's more than one way to skin a cat. I had one for GIS mapping. The school said, no, you can't have the equipment. I started calling the manufacturers, a company called Carlson Software, gave us equipment, sent out a field rep to help us with this. And I'm like, if I was an 18, 19, 20-year-old student and heard no on this, I'd be done.
Yeah, you'd give up.
And so that's really where the impetus for this came was, where is some place that people could go when they have a question and don't have a place to go get the solution? And that's why I started the foundation, was really to create an environment where people could come and be curious and not be afraid to ask a question, no matter how crazy it may sound. I always say all the time, the crazier the idea, the better. I'm all about let's try crazy stuff, because that's how progress happens. That's how we learn answers, whether it's the answer we were hoping for or not. We still learned from it, and we're still moving forward and progressing. So started the Earth Sciences Foundation 5 years ago, and worked on many really cool projects with them. Still running them. We do a Military Veterans Day program where we work with veterans that are struggling with mental health issues, addiction, alcoholism, things like that. And we take them out and let them dig dinosaurs and be part of a mission again and have a team again that they can work with and create these moments for them to have these discoveries and realize that there are people out here who care. There are things out here that you can do. And there's a lot of things that are super exciting that nobody else gets to do that you get to do now. And we've had amazing success with that program. We do kids dig programs where this year we've taken out over, close to 300 kids already this year we've taken out for dinosaur digs.
Wow.
And that's super exciting and rewarding to work with the kids, because now working as the director of the Natural History Museum, everything we find is going out in the museum. And it has that kid's name on it, or even their parent. If the parent's out with them, the parent's name's on it. And to see these adults like you and I become 10-year-old kids again going, I found a dinosaur. Holy cow, I found a dinosaur. And it's that excitement that we want to bring. It's that excitement that's going to allow us to help the museum grow, hopefully help the college increase enrollment, that we can help the community of Sheridan to get more tourists to stop in here and come see the museum and go out on a dig with us and spend some time in the community. And in return, they go and go to the hotels, they're going to the restaurants, they're going downtown to Main Street, and they're visiting these businesses. So again, it's one of those things that my passion for what I do, I always ask myself, what can I do with this platform to help all of those around me? What can I do to elevate the community? What can I do to elevate our kids and get them into science, get them into their schooling and education again? What can I do to elevate our veterans and help those that are struggling from the unseen wounds from their service? And so that's really what drives me every day is what can we do to help all those around and use this really cool platform of dinosaurs to elevate everyone around us?
Okay, cool. You touched on something about parents and children and whatever, you know, they see a dinosaur and they dig it up and they're just woo, you know, excited. What is it about dinosaurs that fascinates most people? Not everyone, but you have, like, even with me, when I was a kid, I loved dinosaurs, but I wasn't as big of a fan maybe as, you know, my friend down the street who just was crazy about this. And this is way before Jurassic Park, obviously, you know. But, you know, you see the dinosaurs on TV or whatever, and almost everyone is fascinated with those. In your opinion, why is that? And what makes digging them up so much fun?
To answer the first question, I think the reason it fascinates us is because it's something that's mythical. Okay. It can't be real. I mean, how can there be a 30-foot, 20-ton dinosaur with a 6-foot skull, 14-inch teeth, a bite force of a school bus being dropped from 200 feet that's walked on the same ground I'm walking on right now?
Right.
I mean, how is that even possible? And, you know, it goes back to like what's called geologic time. I mean, the Earth is 4.6 billion years old, according to science. And our human minds can't fathom that amount of time.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking an old person is 100 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, that's nothing in geologic time. That's a blink.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I explain to people and talk to them about it, you look at everybody's familiar with T-Rex. It's one of the most famous dinosaurs on planet Earth. Most people don't realize that we are closer to T-Rex in geologic time than T-Rex was to the very first dinosaur that walked Earth. I mean, the first dinosaur that walked was 250 million years ago or so, somewhere in there. And T-Rex walked 66 million years ago, and we're here.
Yeah.
So you're talking 190 million years from the first dinosaur to T-Rex and only 66 from T-Rex to us.
And there's a whole slew in between.
Oh, there, you know, and it's one of the exciting things about Sheridan and the opportunity here, especially at the Natural History Museum, is we have all that history within a couple hours of Sheridan. We don't have to go all over the world to find this stuff. We don't have to go everywhere. We have the opportunity to tell this history right here in Sheridan and make Sheridan a hub for this dinosaur crazy society we're in. I mean, the Jurassic Park movie, from what I hear, is not very good. I haven't seen it. I haven't seen any of them because, you know, they offend me. the dinosaurs are wrong. For those listening, the Velociraptor is the size of a turkey. It is not that big giant thing you see on TV.
Okay.
And as far as the excitement of digging them up, I think some of it is the fact I always equate it to gambling. Like if you're sitting at a slot machine or you're playing blackjack and you got your cards and you're looking at it going, oh man, this could be really good. Come on, third seven. Oh, come on, show me that 10 or face card. And, you know, when you're out digging, we're literally using like a paintbrush and a scalpel and dental picks. And as you're brushing with the paintbrush and all of a sudden you see the edge of something, you're like, oh, what's that going to be? How big is that going to get? Is this going to be just a little tooth or is this going to be a 6-foot femur? I mean, we don't know.
Right.
And I think that's some of the excitement and it builds that anticipation of, I just got to keep working on this. And I think when it's done, that sense of accomplishment of I did this. I always share a story of a young girl we took out on a dig. She was 13 years old, and she was a dinosaur-obsessed young girl, which, as most of you probably know, is she probably wasn't very popular at school. I mean, you just you don't fit inside the, you know,
normal
social constructs that is, you know, middle school. And she came out with her mom, and we had her on a dig, and, you know, her and I started talking, and we talked about school and friends and how it was, and all of a sudden she's like, oh, Tom, I think I found something. And I looked over, and she was next to me in the ground. I looked over. I'm like, yeah. I said, now remember, just go from what you can see to what you can't see, and just take what the rock will give you and take your time. We're in no rush. It's been laying here for 66 million years. It's not going anywhere. And so we just kept talking. She kept digging. And finally she got done. She's like, Tom, I know what this is. And I'm like, yeah, what is it? She's like, that's a T-Rex tooth. I'm like, yeah, it is. She's like, you knew that? I'm like, yeah. She goes, you let me dig that up? I said, absolutely. I said, this is your dig. I said, now I want you to pick it up. And she's like, I'm not picking it up. It's going to break. Just pick it up. We got glue. We can fix this. If you break it, doesn't matter, you know? And she picks up and I looked at her and I said to her, you know that you're the first person that has ever held that. And I don't care what's happened in your life before today. I don't care what happens after today. Nobody in the world can take this moment from you, ever.
And she beamed.
And the look on her face, yeah. And now she's 19 years old. She's a second-year undergrad student at South Dakota School of Mines, going for paleontology. She just walks around with a confidence and an aura about her that's just like, I don't care what you think. I'm going to be me because I dug up a T-Rex tooth. What did you do? And that's the kind of excitement that comes with this. We had a veteran out that we had on a dig, and we found a partial femur from a theropod, which is a relative of T-Rex. It was a little older. And, you know, I had him dig it up, and he picks it up, and all of a sudden he just starts crying. And I'm like, uh-oh, we broke this guy. And we had happened to have a TV crew out that day that was doing a story on our veterans' digs. And so I waved the camera crew off and the reporter. I'm like, go away. Mm-hmm. And I sat down and looked at the veteran and said, what's going on, buddy? He's like, I've had to take a lot of lives to defend my country and for our freedom. And he goes, I just brought something back to life. And now we're both crying on the side of this butte in the middle of nowhere, Montana. We're both crying. And, you know, I think that goes to that sense of wonder and excitement. And you really are bringing something back to life.
Crazy.
So it's, as you can tell, I'm a little passionate. I love what I do.
That's great.
That's
great. Well, you touched on this. We got a few minutes here, and I got a couple of questions. First one is, you kind of touched on this. Where exactly are the digs around us? I mean, we've heard Montana, South Dakota, blah, blah, blah. Where else? Just give me a few examples of where people, you guys go to do these digs.
Well, with the Natural History Museum here in town, and if you're not familiar with where we have a large open house tomorrow. We're located on the Sheridan College campus, so come check us out from 5 to 6:30.
Cool. We're going to touch on that, but you did. Thank you. Go ahead.
I pulled it in there. we have a site down outside of Buffalo.
Oh, really?
That we have been digging on now for many years. If you're familiar with Caesar, the Allosaurus that's in the main building there on Sheridan College campus was discovered on that site in Buffalo.
I did not know that. I live in Buffalo. I had no idea you were digging down.
Yeah, you're surrounded by dinosaurs down there. Darn.
Okay, yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, it's all right. We have a couple ranches that are west of town here, closer to the mountains. We have three ranches in Montana right now. And then with the foundation, we've done a lot of work with the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe over in North and South Dakota and done a lot of work to help that community develop their paleontological resources to create a museum and hopefully create jobs and, you know, what we call geotourism. So those are where our sites are. We're always looking for more places to go.
And they're getting discovered all the time, I'm sure.
Oh, right now, over the last 10 years, we've averaged 45 new species of dinosaurs still being discovered every year.
Crazy.
It's insane. This is what you call a teaser in your industry. There's some exciting news that's going to be coming out of our museum in the next 6 months in regards to that very piece of information I just shared.
Stay tuned.
It's super exciting. And that was, you know, one of the reasons why I took the job at the Natural History Museum is because it is that best kept secret. I walked in the doors. I'd been working with them with the foundation for a couple of years, and I came in March and did a talk at the college, and they offered us the job, and my wife was here, and she saw the Bighorn Mountains, and she's like, yeah, we can live here. This is awesome.
I can do this.
Yeah. Oh, no, we're going to rough it here. But the opportunity was amazing to me because the museum was there and the collection was there, and nobody knows we're here.
Yeah.
And it's like, what an amazing opportunity to have something already here. And all I have to do is share a story.
Yeah.
All I have to do is open the eyes and let people know we're here. And this community has shown me nothing but love and support for those things in this community. They stand up and they're just like, all right, what do we have to do? What can we do to make this bigger? What can we do to make it better? What can we do to move this forward? And we want to be part of that solution. So plan on being very active in the community and other things besides dinosaurs. So
it sounds like you've found your niche. Niche.
Whatever. I've been pigeonholed.
But that's great. When you can find something that you're interested in that or passionate about, however you want to phrase that, and you're able to do that for a living, what a great thing.
Oh, I tell people all the time, I'm a 12-year-old with a checkbook now. I mean, I get to be a kid every day. I get to play with dinosaur bones. I get to play with kids and talk about dinosaurs. I get to go out and play in the dirt. I laugh. We were out digging the other day, and I said, I should have brought my Matchbox cars. We have the biggest sandbox in the world here. We could have just had a good time here.
That's great. We've got just a little bit of time here. Let's talk about the museum itself. It's at Sheridan College. It's in the Moen Center?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. And where is that on campus?
When you turn into the main entrance there, turn right, go past the front main building. Okay. It's the former planetarium. It's the one that's got the big metal dome on it. Okay. It's got the what looks like a lighthouse on it. That's the actual museum. You know, it's pretty easy to find, actually. We just need to get some more signs up and get some things going. So that's been kind of the thing right now going forward is one, I mean, as with any museum and nonprofit, it's all about funding, which allows us to do more and get the word out more. And it's getting signage up. It's getting doing this right this morning of just, hey, we're here. Stop by. Come visit us. Come touch real dinosaur bones. We're unique in that way that we don't keep all our dinosaurs behind glass. We let you pick up and hold real dinosaur bones. We let you touch them. We let you talk questions. We have a full fossil prep lab where we let you come and actually learn how to repair and prep fossils. So
okay. And then touch on it again. The open house tomorrow night.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, it's tomorrow night from 5 to 6:30 at the museum. And then at 6:30, most people aren't aware that we have a rock and gym club here in town. They have their meeting right after, and we have some special guests that are going to be speaking. So we'll have refreshments. We're going to have, you know, being born and raised in Wisconsin, it's not a party unless we have cheese, sausage, and crackers. So that'll be out. We'll have fruit, water, coffee, and just really a fun atmosphere to come in and ask questions and engage and touch things and see what's here for you and your family and people that are visiting from out of town. Come check it out. When's the next time you're going to have a chance to hold a real T-Rex femur?
Yeah. And right here in Sheridan.
Right here. And you can do it anytime.
All right. Tom Hebert, you are the director of the Natural History Museum at Sheridan College. Big thing tomorrow night. Everybody can show up and learn more information and figure out where to go from there.
Absolutely. Please come down. Love to meet you. When you come down and you see me, let me know if you heard us on the radio. I'd love to know. Because this is not my real job, talking on the radio. So,
You are welcome to come back and speak anytime.
Yeah, I would love to. I always thought it would be fun, and I'd love to figure out a way to do a question and answer because I know there's listeners right now that have questions.
We can do
that.
And
I would love to answer them for them.
We can do that. All right. Thank you, Tom, for joining us. That's going to do it for today's Public Pulse. Again, Tom, thank you so much.
No, thank you. And thanks, Sheridan, for the welcome.
All right.
You're on the go, and so should your banking.
At First Federal Bank and Trust, you can open personal checking and savings accounts anytime, online or on the First Federal app.
It's banking on your time wherever you are.
Plus, we're celebrating 90 years of community commitment, proudly serving Sheridan and the people who make it great.
Banking made easy with the community at heart.
Visit efirstfederal.bank to get started today. First Federal Bank and Trust, 90 years strong, member FDIC.
Fall is just around the corner, which means it's clearance time at Moss Holders Design Center. Moss Holders has clearance priced a number of items throughout its 18,000 square foot showroom. Save 20, 30, even 40% off of end tables, sofas, chairs, and recliners. Several rugs, lamps, and other accessories have also received clearance pricing. Many of these specials are one-of-a-kind items, so shop early for the best selection. That's Moss Holders' end of summer clearance sale going on now. Moss Holders, furniture is our passion.
I get to be in the band.
I'm one of the Pick-A-Little ladies.
I'm selling bands, hope, and just maybe, love.
From local performers to big musical moments, The Music Man brings River City to life right here in Sheridan. This August 7th through the 10th, The Music Man comes to Sheridan with a full dinner theater experience at the historic Caliph Shrine. With a full dinner and a full heart, you won't want to miss out. Get your tickets today as they are going fast at aceintheholeplayers.com.
Beat the Press, Sunday at noon, on News Talk 930 and 103.9 FM.
K-R-I.